Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 26th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches. Hallel the Simcha, Shmoina. Saying Hallel and the Simcha, that means bringing a Korban Shlomim and eating from the meat of the Shlomim, that's the Simcha that they had in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, was done for 8 days. Ketzad. Melamed, this tells us, Shechai Bodem Behalel V'Simcha U'Bichvoed Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. This tells us that when we are chayv to say Halal, the full Halal, and to eat the Shlomim, the Korban Shlomim, in the whole Sukkot, including also the last day of Sukkot's war, which is Shemini Atzeres, really. Kishar Kol Yomos HaChag, like all the other days of the Yom Tov. So, like all the other days of Yom Tov as well. Sukkah Shiba Ketzad. We said that for Sukkah, one sits 7 days. Ketzad. Gomar Milachal, one finishes eating on the 7th day of Sukkah, that's Hashanah Rabbah. Loyati Sukkosai, one should not undo the knots and all the bindings to, you don't dismantle the Sukkah, because you're still chayv in Sukkah the whole day. Even though you finished eating on the 7th day, maybe, and whatever, but the day is still going. What you can do, says Mishnah, is Avil Moirid. One starts taking down from the Sukkah to his house Esa Kelim, the various Kelim that he took up to the Sukkah on Sukkahs. Minha Mincha Olamayla. From Mincha. Now, Mincha here means Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana means the second or the little Mincha. It's where there is less of the day to go, as opposed to Mincha HaGodol. And that Mincha Gedola. And Mincha Ketana is really 9.5 hours into the day. So on a perfect day, on a perfect day from 6 to 6, sunrise 6 and sunset 6, it would be 3:30 in the afternoon. From 9.5 hours in the day, from then onwards, one starts taking down the kelim that one took up the sukkah, Mipnei Kvoid Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, to prepare for the last day of sukkahs or for Shemini Atzeres. In order to prepare nice kelim and to bring it for the sort of yontav that you're going to have on the night. But as we said, you can't dismantle the sukkah yet, because the sukkah one is still chayv for the 7th day of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. This is all, of course, talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there was only 7 days of sukkahs. and which Shemini Atzeres was already a new chag, was the Simchas Torah. Now, it's interesting to note that the Mishnah uses the expression moirid, would take down the sukkah. Why does it say take down or take up? And that's because they used to have their sukkahs on their roofs. Mishnah test. We've already mentioned that during the 7 days of sukkahs, there was a process called nisuch hamayim. Nisuch hamayim means pouring of water. And it was done in the morning, in Shacharis, when they offered the Korban Tamid. Where does it come from? Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. There is no pasuk for it. There is a remez, there is a hint to it. The letters of Mayim, Mem, Yud, Mem are added in the Korbanos there, in various places. But there is no direct pasuk that tells us this. For this reason, that Tzedukim did not agree to it, the Sadducees. And they tried their best to spoil this. And if they got into a position there, they would, of being a Kohen there, they would not, if they got their people into the Beis HaMikdash, they would not do it. And for that reason, it was important to make a big public event out of this Nisuch HaMayim. It was publicized just because of that, especially in spite of what the Tzedukim were trying to do. Asks the Mishnah, Nisuch HaMayim Ketzan, how was the pouring of water done? Tzlochus Shel Zav, Machzekes Shloshes Kabim, there was a bottle of a golden bottle, a golden flask that would hold 3 lug. Now 3 lug is approximately a quarter of a kav. Each lug is about 0.5 litre, so about 3 of those. 3 lugim hayo mamale min hashiloah. He would fill from the Shiloah spring. There was a spring in Yerushalayim known as the Shiloah, and the 3 lugim that he would fill is the smallest shear of all the pourings or libations that the Torah talks about. It's a quarter of a hin for a lamb. That's a hin is 12 lugs, so this is 3 lug in a quarter of 12. And this was the shear that they used for the water. In Higiyu, the Kohenim and the people arrived after they'd fill up the bottle, Lishar Hamayim, They arrived at a gate called the Sharamayim, the water gate. This is one of the southern gates of the Azara, and it was called for the very reason that they would bring the water, the bottle of water, through this gate for pouring on the Mizbeach on Sukkot. Toku v'heriyu v'toku. It was celebrated with a blowing of the shofar, blowing of the trumpets, and tkiya, trua, nakia, as the Torah, as it says in Yeshayahu, ushavtem mayim besosan, you shall draw the water with joy. Allah, the Kohen that got the job, would go up Bakevish on the ramp of the Mizbeach, which was on the south of the Mizbeach. Ufana lasmolan, he would turn to his left, to the southern, to the southwest corner, where all the libations would be done. The Nasochim would be done there. The Gemara actually tells us that normally when you went up the Mizbeach, you always went up on the right side, which is the eastern side of the ramp. And you would circle and go around the Mizbeach to do whatever they had to do, and then come down on the left in the western side of the ramp. Except for three things. There were three things that were done where if a person went up there, the Mizbeach, for any one of these three, he would go up on the left side. What were the three things? Nisuch HaMayim, pouring of the water, that was done on Sukkot. Nisuch HaYayin, which was done every day, they drew a company of the Korban, and there was the offering of any time they offered a bird oiler, a bird offering. They would go up then on the left-hand side, not on the right-hand side, and they would go straight to the southwest corner. After they had done the job, then they would come back the way they came, the way they went up. The reason for this is, the Gemara explains, when it comes to pouring the water and the wine, they were concerned that if they go the long way round on the right-hand side and come all the way around down to the southwest corner, they're worried that perhaps the smoke that was coming up from the Marocha, the smoke that was coming up from the wood fires that were on the Mizbeach, it might spoil the wine or the water as they go around by the time they go around this bath to get to the southwest corner. So, and the Torah says that the pourings have to be pure, had to be tamimim, had to be perfect. The nasachim also to be perfect. When it comes to the bird offering, the oilasa oif, they were worried that the bird might die by the time it goes all around, if the smoke of the smoke from the fires on the Mizbeach would kill it. So therefore they would go directly to the southern side, to the southwest side, that would go on the left-hand side of the ramp. Shnei sefalim shel kesef hayusham. There were two silver bowls there on the top of the Mizbeach on the southwest corner. One for wine, one for pouring the water. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel sid hayu. He says they were made of, or they were, the bowls were made of plaster or limestone. Except that they tended to get black. The surface got black because of the wine. Now, why would both get black? Only one of them was used for wine. And that's because sometimes by mistake they would pour the wine down the one for the water instead. Which bit of it is okay, as we'll soon see. And in each bowl there was almost looked like a nostril, an opening. And the Kohen would pour down the wine and water down each of the bowls respectively through the nekovim and through the holes on the top of the Mizbeach, and it would go down deep underneath the Mizbeach to trenches which were called, or down pipes which were called shisin. Echad me'ube v'echad dak. One of the holes was been a bit thicker, a bit wider, and one of them was a bit thinner. The one for the wine would have been a bit bigger, the hole, and the one for the water would have been a little bit smaller. And why did they do it that way? Kadesh shi hushneim kolin bevasachas, so that both the water and the wine would go down the bowls, or go down the hole, at the same rate or the same time. Since wine is a little bit thicker than water, a little bit less viscous or more viscous than water, for that reason it had to the hole had to be a little bit bigger so that they would go down at the same time. Maravi, the western one, the one that was more west, that was Shalmaim, that was the hole, that was the basin of that one, was used for pouring the water down. Mizrahi, the one that was more east, Shalyain, was the one that used for the wine. These bowls were next to each other, one towards the west and one a little bit further in going towards the east of wine. So the west was for the water and the east was used for the wine. Iroshel Maim Shel Yain. What happens if by mistake he poured the water down the, which was meant to be on the west, and he put it down on the eastern side, on the one for wine? Vishel Yain Sech Maim, or he poured the wine, the one that's wine, he put it, which would have been in the east, he put it instead on the west, on the one, on the bowl of the water one. Yotza. It's okay. He's fulfilled the duty anyway. Rabbi Huda Omer, Beloig Ho Yemenaseh Kol Shmoina. He says, two things he argues with the Tanakhama. Number one, he says it was not three lugin, it was one lug of water. And number two, he says it was done not just on Sukkos, but also on Shmini Atzeres. It was done all 8 days. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that the quantity was three lugin, and also the fact that it was done only on the 7 days of Sukkos, not done on Shmini Atzeres. The one who would pour the wine or the water that is, they would tell him, Hag be yodcha, lift up your hand, in order that we can see that you're putting the water into the bowl. There was a time where one person poured it on his feet. He was a Sadducee, he was a Tzaddukee, and they didn't believe in the pouring of water because it's not in the Torah. It's learned from, gets carried to Lachon Shem Sinai. And the people got upset with him, and they stoned him with their esrog. They threw at him. For this reason, they would just tell the person who's pouring the wine or pouring the water, lift up your hand so we can see clearly that you're not a Tzaddukee, not a Sadducee.